Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's good to be back with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dan. 4 long days.
Yeah.
I expected you to give a little shout out on Friday.
Yeah. I mean, I was driving home and then you guys were like breaking the news of Chris Greer. And I was like, do I parachute in or should I just like let him riff?
You did it in Ole Tobin fashion. Group chat.
I did it in group chat. I was like, should I pop on? I don't know. Like, I didn't want to like be like, oh, I have to come in. There's big news, you know. But I did find that out like from you guys. I was driving. Right. I was driving back from the airport, and you guys broke the news to me about that. So yeah. There you go.
I gotta tell you that Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Injury.
Yep.
I saw it in practice and the bone popped through.
Ugh.
Yeah. Tight end.
I wasn't even watching that game because I was watching the Heat and I tuned in like briefly and it was 28-0. And I was like,
what? They picked them apart.
Yeesh.
It was like, but he's like, and that's, is this his thrown hand?
No, I think it was his left. It was left, thankfully.
Right.
Good morning, Dan Day. How are you?
Wonderful.
Your Pels, the word that they may be firing their coach finally, dude.
Willie Green.
Yeah.
Remember how the week before we all excited because we had the 305 parlay?
Yeah.
We had the opposite.
Well, we haven't had even a split weekend. It goes one way or the other recently. It's like the Panthers won. But the Pinks, the Canes, the Heat.
Right.
All of them.
Between my two cities, New Orleans and Miami, man.
Ooh. That's tough.
I got to fade myself.
Yeah, the Panthers needed a shootout to get it done. That was, I think, our lone victory of the weekend. The Heat lost late last night for those who did not watch. I did not. They lost to the Lakers. Somebody named Jake LaRavia gave us the business all game.
He said gave us the business.
He's not happy with that. Jaime is still killing it, though.
Right.
Jaime continues to kill it. The Heat, a lot of rave about this new offense the Heat have got. They got any defensive plays in there? Because they gave up 77 points in the first half.
Come on.
Yeah, it was woof. It was woof. But probably.
It looks like gym basketball at times.
It does. I think that those guys dig it, but I think when you play a little free flowing, you need to.
Get back.
You need to get back. And they did not in that first half. Spo did the thing where he benched Khalil Ware. I actually can't blame him. Jackson Hayes looked like Hakeem Olajuwon. So, get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. We'll get to the Heat coming up in 15 minutes of Heat. But first, the Miami Hurricanes. They lose to SMU 26-20 in overtime. And dropped to 18 in the AP poll. And about that time, dude.
Here's the problem, okay? Football is a weird thing in that you actually, the more intense the situation is, the calmer you have to be so that you focus on what you have to do. In the last 2 years, every time this team has been in a heated battle, and it doesn't matter who it is. I tell you, I say this all the time. Look across college football. There's a lot of upsets this year. You have to weather the storm and not lose it during the game.
Yep.
What happens? Every time they get in one of these tough games that they didn't think it was going to be a tough game, right? Penalties, jumping off sides, boneheaded plays. And this is it's every year.
Yep.
It's like, stop being front runners. That's not football. Football, you're going to be stressed at the most inopportune time, and you're going to have to respond. And look around the college football spectrum. Everybody's getting it. Everybody's getting, they call it upsets or whatever. And it all looks like this. The other team comes out with their best punch. You don't respond. And in fact, you look at it and play the game like, this isn't supposed to be happening to us. And so, yeah, that becomes a problem.
Yeah, and it just...
Every year?
I wanted to give Mario the benefit of the doubt because I really did feel like, you know, people were getting crazy about how they were winning games and how he was going about this and, you know, his old boys shriveling up between his legs as these games go on. And it's just like, yeah, just it feel. I guess it eventually caused you. Like, I don't want to be in a position where, like, we're talking about the same thing, but here we are, dude. I mean, you're losing to your former offensive coordinator who's flaunting all your former Canes out there, who's trying to make a statement, and you're sitting here bitching about, oh, they were mocking the cadence. It's like, ugh, right. That's so soft, dude. Come on.
Right.
Don't sit here and be like, oh, they were mocking the cadence. All right, whatever, dude. I don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. And I'm just, this whole cycle has just gotten exhausting for me because, you know, like last year was a thrill because I really did feel like I was watching a real unicorn in Cam Ward, and it was so clear. All right, the defense sucked. This year, I got lulled into it because I was like, all right, well, they're more complete. They're gonna fortify. The trenches are finally fortified, and yeah, somewhere along the way, after they got taken on the terrible Florida teams, them trenches don't look so fortified.
Right.
You know.
Again,
they're getting smacked around. Those dudes were smacking the Canes, punking the Canes.
Here's the deal. It's easy to play hard, to play with effort when you're winning. The energy's great, right? Everything's going good. But sports and football in particular, you're going to have ebbs and flows during a game. And you're not going to be judged on when things are going great. But more or less, how do you fight through the difficult moments?
Mm-hmm.
How do you fight through, you know, these moments where it doesn't look like you have a chance? That's when your leaders have to come through. That's when your star players have to come through. That's when, hey, we're struggling now. Let me get a big sack. Let me, you know, make a good tackle here. And it's almost like they go on the field and they're like, oh no.
Yeah. Anytime there's pushback,
right,
it all collapses.
Right.
It just.
Right. Do you come? Do
it's
you,
very disheartening. It's very disheartening. And it's just all too familiar. And it's like, I found myself after that, you know, because I didn't even watch the game live. I was, you know, in Nashville. So I had to kind of make up some husband duties as things were going on. So I go back and I watch the game that night on ESPN. And I'm just like, the penalties.
Right.
And I know there were some bad calls. Fine. Whatever. Like, I just think that sounds soft. Like, you're going you are double-digit favorite. You're not even going to, like, this vaunted place. It's Dallas in the afternoon.
Right.
You know? And all of these things are just, like, I play all of these things over my head. Even this weekend, there's another legend versus coach beef. I'm like, again, we're doing this storyline? We did this with now Willis McGahee. I hear Nevin Shapiro is like campaigning because Willis McGahee has been banned from the sidelines. I'm like, we're doing this rerun? This story now again? Every single time this goes through this same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like watching this and seeing it unravel the way that it did because I'm watching it, and I know what the thing that's funny is when you go back and you watch a game and you know the score, and I'm watching, and I'm like, how did they lose this game? How did they blow it?
But that's just it. I'll tell you how to, because if everybody had just been poised, you would have been able to identify the situations that either give you a chance to win or put you back in it when you're down, right? And you could see it. And every time they had a play or a big play or a chance to get them off the field, somebody did something boneheaded, right? Either extending their drives or setting you behind the chains. And so, yeah, you took yourself out of the running game. Why? Because second and 15.
Yes.
You know, second and 20, right? You didn't have to stop the run or stop the pass. Why? Automatic first down for holding.
I know, and you got this Shannon Dawson during the week where he's lashing out at the media because he's like, don't tell me how to call run. Brr. And, like, his response is just to yell at Mario Crispo, they got to hit the hole harder. I'm like, way to scheme it there, Dawson.
Yeah, it's, again, one of the reasons why I hate coaches yelling on the sidelines is because it looks like, hey, everybody, it's not me.
Right.
That's all it looks like.
It's get
even
that stink
if you
off
have
me.
A valid point, you yelling on the sideline to a player at any level basically says, it's not me, it's him. And so, like, yeah.
Schmiedman says, this Carson Beck is a bum, so unlikable, a petulant child out there. I will say, this is now 2 weeks in a row or two losses in a row where he's gone out there, and it's like, ah, man, just don't do the one thing. Just coughs it up to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he played an okay game, made some pretty impressive throws. Obviously, calls wiped it away, but I was just like, dude, what the hell was that?
Again, it's one of those situations where did they play bad enough to lose? No. But when you add in all of the boneheaded plays that have followed the Canes around for years.
Yep.
For years.
Same pattern.
You get comfortable, you're a front runner. Then when it gets a little bit tight, you start playing undisciplined football.
And I feel like if it's Mario Cristobal, I feel like it's always just blamed on other stuff, like the noise or the people. And everybody wants to talk. We're going to be tough.
Right.
It's like, you're never tough, though. You talk about this toughness. We're going to be tough. And then when you really need to be, it's nut crunching time, and you're sitting there pounding your
fist. You need to be poised. You need to play solid football.
Your team unravels every time. And it's like everybody, look, I don't want that to be the reputation of Mario Cristobal. There's a lot of things to like about Mario Cristobal and dig about the things he believes in, but it's hard. It gets harder to defend. Like, when Manny Diaz has a better win percentage at Duke than you do, like, it's hard to defend, dude. It's hard to defend. Yeah. At what point do we sit here and do you have to? And I know I'm not sitting here saying, oh, they need to fire him, they need to move on. Because, like, look, everybody's doing that right now. Look how many places are just, writing these buyout checks.
A lot of coaches cash. Have been getting fired. Who just got fired?
Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze. Who did you know he was coaching?
His was a bargain, $15 million.
Did you know he was coaching?
I did not.
Right.
I did not. But it's wild, and it's crazy because it does feel like. I know I'm a couple weeks removed from saying, like, I think this team is more complete than last year's team. And maybe they are. I think in some ways they are. Here. But that QB, he ain't Cam Ward.
Let's make the game about what you're talking about. Okay. The games that they lose have nothing to do with the talent, and that's the problem. Like, you go.
So is that coaching? That comes down to coaching, doesn't it?
It's. One of the hardest things to do in football, and this happens in football a lot, no matter what, no matter how much you win by, the coach will get up on the podium and say these words. You know, we played well, but there's a lot of things we need to work on. We need to improve this, this, and this. Every football coach, every week, because football is 100% sport, that if you don't pay attention to those little things, they can slip away. Now, this penalty thing has been building, but you've been dominating the other teams, so it didn't matter.
Right.
So I don't know why anybody didn't think, hey, All these penalties at one point at the wrong time is going to bite us in the ass.
Yeah.
And then look at their two losses. I don't even need to look at the yards. I don't need to look at anything. How many positions that they've been put in because of a penalty where Beck has had to throw the football? That's not your game. It's never been your game when things are going great. So start there. If I take all those games, the two games they lost, and just look at the penalties and when they occurred, they're like, yeah, that hamstrung us. You know, we can't run the football when it's second and 20, right? And I'm getting tired of all these bubble screens. All right, just stop it. Stop it. Like, there's nothing worse than putting yourself out there and letting the defense run. When you have a defense who's flowing to the ball, throw that bubble screen and watch how they get over there, right? You are actually giving them an opportunity to raise the roof, to get the crowd going.
Yeah, and just like your bread and butter, like what you were going to build this team on, even more so than the quarterback, was going to be just absolutely wearing these teams down. And it's like, man, your two losses, it's just like, what happened to all your 6'9", 340-pound mooses? They shriveled.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Second and 20.
Yeah, that's not great.
If you look at all the situations that took them away from the run game, it's all centered around second and 15, second and 17, second and 20.
I'm tired of the ACC. Sick of it. Now even new ACC teams just beat us. Where the hell did they come from? Big 12? Where were they? The American?
American.
Doesn't matter.
Was it American?
It doesn't matter. And this Rhett Lashley's mocking Mario Cristobal on Twitter, calling him a crybaby, basically. Watch the cadence. And he goes, oh, yeah? How many flags on the – he even rubbed his nose in the flags. He goes, how many flags on those fake cadences? And I was like, oof.
Here. And I'll just let you a little on the inside. Every day to start practice, to warm up, the defensive line with the defensive coach sits on the knee and they snap the ball and get off the ball. Every day, right? And he may yell a certain cadence and he may do that. And the problem is this. It's easy to do in practice. There's no ramifications. So everybody's relaxed. They're looking at the ball. Boom, getting off the ball, right? But you're doing that to get ready for a game. And why does it? It's the weirdest thing. You can't hear. You can't see the ball. So either one or two things. Here's what causes teams to jump. Ready? That guy across from you has been kicking your ass. And now you want to get a jump. So you anticipate the cadence, right? So a lot of times you see left or right tackles doing that little thing, right? They're trying to get off the ball, right? But the other problem is stop getting beat every play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
15 Minutes of Heat brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We got into the Dolphins. I know the Dolphins traded Jalen Phillips. You guys know what the deal is. They're trading everybody. We'll get into that in just a second. But the Heat, they fall to the Lakers last night, 130 to 120. So they dropped to 3-3 on the season. Right back at it tonight against the Clippers. It appears that Norman Powell is going to make his return tonight from the groin injury. He did not play last night. So that'll be good. They've gone the last 3 games without him.
You think you need after his big game against the Knicks. to create some resistance on the defensive end.
Not necessarily.
They got scoring.
Yeah, they have scored. They didn't in the fourth quarter, though, yesterday. You know, like
they did the thing again.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like buckets get tougher in the fourth quarter, and Norm's a guy who opens it up for everybody. He's a great shooter. So I think it'll definitely be welcome against the Clippers. They're big underdogs. I think they were 8.5 last I checked. I don't know if that's because they haven't confirmed if Norm is going to play, but Eric Reed made it sound on the broadcast like he's going to be good to go. Jaime Jaquez Jr. scored 31 yesterday. He continues. Really rough watch that game, though, yesterday. Not only because it was defensively poor for the Heat, but the Heat's offense, much praised around the league, it was a free throw fest. I mean, the Heat got like 30-plus free throws yesterday, so the game took forever.
Nothing like having a 9:30 game and it being one of those games.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Dan, you were here producing for it last night, right? So it was like that had to be brutal. Just free, because not only are you producing, you're producing a game with no highlights because it's all free throws. It was free throw after free throw after free throw.
Yeah, I was wondering, was a lot of people hyped up about the game? Because it is Lakers, but it felt as though it kind of got muddled because it was Sunday, it was 9:30.
I think so. I think a little bit just because, yeah.
No LeBron.
We got to see Bronny. Bronny scored his first points of the season against us on an alley-oop from Austin Reeves.
Wait, he went and got alley-oop and dunked?
I didn't know he could dunk either. That was my same reaction.
Dunk.
I didn't know he could dunk.
I didn't know he had hops like that.
Me neither.
Because he's only, dunk. What, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Every NBA player can dunk. Joe Dumars could dunk. John Stockton could dunk. They just don't do it in games.
Hold on. I give it to Joe Dumars.
John Stockton dunked in a game. There's evidence of it.
When was his third year?
Yeah, it was early in his career, yeah.
Okay.
We're acting like John Stockton was a bum. He's the all-time leading assist and steals.
Wait. When did I say John Stockton was a bum?
You're throwing shade on his name.
No. Just because I said he couldn't dunk? That's not throwing shade on his name. Larry Bird could dunk, but he never did.
Yeah, you did that because, you know, intangibles. That's why.
Right.
You got
that. Right.
Intangibles can dunk. By the way, did you see that intangibles on Cincinnati flying down the field on the kickoff return? I know there were a lot of points in that game.
Oh. Dude, how do you score with like 40 seconds left and then let them go right back?
I don't know.
Loveland.
Jamar Chase is so sick. He's so mad at the defense. He's so tired of it over there.
I mean, Loveland, not only. Wait, you didn't let Tyreek Hill break free and run. The tight end.
No, I know.
Who was cussing from the Cincinnati Bengals? Jamar Chase cussed a couple times.
Yeah.
Like, but then there was another guy that was like, you give us the effing ball at the effing end of the game and we'll effing win. And like, he was just like berating his own defense, the Bengals defense.
It's still terrible.
Look, sometimes we just got to say what. It's like Jordan Brooks after the Dolphins game where he's like, hey, if you don't turn the ball over, we're going to have a pretty good game. It's like, you know what? That's the truth. You know, sometimes you don't throw under the bus. Sometimes you just got to say what's obvious, right? Like Carson Beck, sip it up, dude. You've been doing this a couple weeks in a row.
You got 470 yards and 4 touchdowns from Flacco, and you lost. Right? Do you understand how many yards 470 is for a guy that's 40?
Crazy. GS says we missed 10 free throws, down 8 with 2 minutes left. Yeah, the missing free throws was tough. They missed 11 of them, I think, was what they finished with. You know what I hate? I hate missing technical free throws. Oh, you just always feel like that's going to bite you.
Right. Simone.
Simone. I know. Simone, all of a sudden, he turned into a bit of a pumpkin in the fourth quarter.
It happens.
I can't, I know this is a tough trip for the Heat, okay? Like, I know they've been getting a lot of people blowing smoke up their ass, saying like, hey, you guys are great. Your offense is coming together. People are really raving about it. We found out who the secret sauce of that is. The Heat got this guy, Noah LaRoche, from Memphis last year. But John Moran hated the offense. So now he's on the Heat. And so this is like, we're free-flowing. They're using him. Spo got basically a special offensive coordinator. So good on Spo. Like, he's gone and he's tried to tweak some things. But, you know, that was a game where they got off to a really bad start defensively. Kalel got benched, probably rightfully so. Jackson Hayes can't be going out there going 6 for 6 to start the game. That can't happen. And so he got, I will say, when he did come back in the second stint, he was really good. He came back, protected the rim, looked strong. Nico also stinking up the joint. So the two young bigs got to get it together. But this is part of the year. The year is going to have some growing pains. It is. It's going to have some growing pains. Now, don't lose tonight. But also, it's going to have growing pains. I just don't want to get swept on this trip because I don't usually have faith that we're going to win in Denver.
Back-to-back, high altitude.
It's not a back-to-back, but it's a closing. It's a getaway day in Denver. So, they play tonight.
Yeah.
And they then play last day off.
Clippers.
And then they play.
Oh, then Denver. Okay. So, it's Clippers tonight. Oh, so they don't even leave town.
No, they've been in L.A. for like 5 days.
That's a loss.
How's that help?
Not great.
That's a loss.
Too much hobnobbery going on.
Anytime Miami teams go out to L.A., they act like, oh, no, we're all here for business. Then they start talking about what they're going to do, you know, on the side. It's like, oh, man. It's a loss.
Crazy. So that was your Heat. We'll get into some more stuff. John Morant's making a stink in Memphis, but the Heat have an offense that he seems to hate, so I don't know what's going to go on there, if that's even a match.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, the news around the Miami Dolphins was that they have traded Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles for a third-round pick. Not a surprise. I mean, I would say out of everybody on the Miami Dolphins, if you had to bet that one was going to get traded, it was most likely going to be Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm. But Champ Kelly, the new interim GM who takes over for Chris Greer, is working the phones, Leroy, and Jalen Phillips gets to go from one of the worst teams in the NFL to the reigning Super Bowl champs. So wish him the best, but I will say, if you're going to talk about a trade situation, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. To go from, that kind of happened to me.
Panthers?
No. Well, think about this. I went from Baltimore to the Panthers to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And the other two teams, the Panthers went to a championship game that year, and the Vikings went to the playoffs.
Man.
So I always got offended by this, and this was hard for me to get over, right? So you guys suck, and I'm not good enough to play for your stinking team?
Yeah.
But I can go to somewhere else, and they play me right away?
Yep.
I didn't do nothing wrong. It's a hard thing to come to grasp with, because to me, like, when I was growing up, success was always that one guy playing with the organization through coaches, changes, through owner changes, whatever. But I didn't realize the financial aspect of it when I was younger, right? I didn't realize that sometimes guys, and see, back when early on in my life, or when I first got into the league, they had Plan B. So you could put guys on the Plan B roster. They couldn't be free agents.
Oh, it's like, expansion protection or something like that?
Kind of like that, but you had those protections for just a handful of guys.
Okay.
Right. So it wasn't until 92 when Reggie White challenged that, and that's when free agency started. So, like, yeah, but I didn't understand all that beforehand. And then when I started playing, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be with this organization forever. I give everything, whatever. And no, new coach. He was like, I ain't feeling you right now.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Jeez.
Right.
Well, it's a bummer. I mean, look, Jalen Phillips was a good player for the Miami Dolphins. Had tough injuries, obviously coming back from the Achilles, he beat Science, and then Jordan Poyer made him not beat Science, and he hasn't quite looked all the way back this year. Obviously the Los Angeles game stands out, where he had Justin Herbert in his arms and Herbert was able to shake him loose and make a big play. But look, I don't know what Dolphin fans expect. This is the writing's on the wall. Like, this thing is getting torn down to the studs, it feels like. They say they're not into trading Jalen Waddle, but here's what I would say about that. If you're not into trading Jalen Waddle, then you're not into trading Jalen Waddle. Like, why are there so many rumors out there about how much they're not going to trade Jalen Waddle? Almost raises a red flag for me, Leroy.
Well, that, like, if you just look at the team, who's the most likely person to get traded? The guy that you could lose if you don't pay him what he wants. The last thing this team needs is to be held hostage to that situation. Because if you have to renegotiate his contract, or if you have to redo it or re-sign him, you're going to go into it not wanting to do the same thing that happened to Christian Wilkins or Hunt, right? Where they leave for big money.
Yeah, with Phillips. But I'm saying the Waddle thing. Waddle's under contract. And I think that you're probably, like, he's obviously a better player.
You got to start somewhere.
With what?
You got to start somewhere. So you got a number one receiver. You got running backs. You got a couple of offensive linemen. Defensively, you have, you know, a couple of guys that are young and up and coming. Secondary, as much as we said the secondary was going to suck, secondary has been better than
It's been better than not the worst, but it's right. It's also had its own trip ups.
And they've been really good at safety. They've been good at safety.
They've been okay.
Okay. But so you got a basis for starting. I would say this. Whoever takes over this job, if they don't build from inside out, because I tell you, there's been more wide receivers and running backs located in the fifth round than linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So chew on that for a second. Right? Like, a good offensive lineman is kind of like plug and play, is hard to find.
Sure.
So, yeah, but running back, wide receiver, you can plug and play those guys. Like, you can see, speed and can catch and run routes. Yeah, they're all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll, like, whoever takes over better start building this team the right way.
I am interested to see, though, because, like, it sounded like over the weekend, and I don't know if this is just to make Mike McDaniel feel comfortable to get through the rest of the season, but it did sound like, you know, people are not ruling out the idea of him coming back as coach. And I got to tell you, dude, after watching that game on Thursday night, there's no need for this guy to be coach anymore. This is the most undisciplined team I think I've ever seen.
Well,
and I'm telling you right now, dude, this guy's already had issues with players listening to him, accountability. Okay, he's a creative guy. Great. Now there's penalty issues. And he spent an entire year cowering because everybody figured it out and went too deep on him and he didn't want to risk anything. I just don't think he's built for the job.
So
maybe one day he will be, but I really hope that Stephen Ross doesn't try to do this safety blanket thing where, like, he keeps somebody around that he knows, because that's what he usually does. He doesn't clean house. This thing needs
guy. He has a GM now, just got here. So
no, he's been here. I mean, he's been with the organization
since March.
Yeah.
Okay, but isn't that not somebody new?
Eh.
Hasn't been here a year.
Thing needs fumigation, dude. Was he hired by Chris Greer?
Was he? I don't know. Was he? Yeah.
Point is, whoever's here, like, I'm coming at you. You're going to have to really impress me with something. You're going to have to go get me, like, Devon Achane for, like, 4 first-round picks if you want me to be impressed with you.
Nah.
You know, like, dude, this thing needs not only be ripped from the studs, it needs to be burned to the ground. Like, right. it's so toxic right now.
It is.
It's like.
But here's the thing. All the things you just said about Miami and Mike McDaniel, what if I replace that and put the Canes coach?
That's fine.
It has the same feel.
Yeah, but you know, it does, but, like, it doesn't, because it's like the Canes are have a respectable record at least. Like right. The standard
I got
is different.
You. I got you.
Dolphins are one of the worst teams in the league.
There's
and they keep getting worse under his watch. You know? Like they've gone down.
I mean, I didn't
down. Just in case you didn't know. In case you didn't know. Visual. Dan, did you understand?
I felt like I was in kindergarten at the time, and he had to give me an illustration of what down meant.
Just wanted to let you know.
Down.
Down, dude. I'm telling you. I'm seeing this stuff where they're like, oh, you know, Stephen Ross, he might. Now, like, some people have thrown a little cold water on that, like, being like, he's got to impress the rest of the way. But I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps the gig.
Somebody said, according to Omar, Champ and Chris Greer have never been seen in the same room together.
What's that mean? So he's just
means that maybe he was brought in to be the replacement.
Great.
I mean, I don't know. So
he had a hand in this offseason too?
I don't know.
He consulted in this?
I don't know.
Great.
I don't know. But here's it. XRP Plumbing. XRP Plumbing. Can you stop with this?
Also, by the way, can I just say,
this is why teams end up being bad for decades instead of just a couple of years. Excuses. Gruden error.
Oof.
Right.
Does nothing.
Right.
Me.
So let me get this straight. You're going to complain to me. Let's hear this. Okay. You guys are all going to complain to me that the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
Well, we should just chalk up 26. We should just chalk up 26.
26 years. Right? And Gruden hasn't won a playoff game since 1 year after that.
Has it been that long?
Yes!
I don't think it's been that long, because he won the Super Bowl in, what, 05?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't he win the Super Bowl in, like, 01?
No.
No, it was definitely, like, 01.
01 was like Patriots.
No, or 02, something like that.
Right.
Because no. I was in college, man. I probably
are you kidding?
But I don't want John Gruden.
He hasn't won in the same amount of time. So your solution.
He has been out the league.
Right, but their solution is let's go get another guy that hasn't won in the same time frame.
People just like his vibe. That's all it is.
Okay, great.
They want a mean guy.
So here's what happens. That guy comes in. You give him $10 million a year, right? He comes in. He wants all the power. He wants to make all the decisions. And now you got a lot of people in that building that are feeling a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too.
I don't want John Gruden.
But are you ready to hire somebody who's going to have control of everything? Because those guys don't bode well either.
Nick Saban.
Yep, Nick Saban didn't go well. Parcells down here didn't go well. They've done that czar thing.
Right. So like,
there's not a lot of those guys out there right now. I think that's one of the reasons. They're all in the chat. I think that's why people are going with the Gruden thing. They're looking for that next czar who doesn't have stink on him, because even Belichick has stink on him right now. Like, you wouldn't be impressed with going to get Belichick after what's going on at UNC.
Here you go. Quit representing what three people say in the fan base. No, it's been more people than three people.
I've seen a lot of Gruden stuff.
A lot of people have said that.
Here's what I would say. I've seen way too much John Gruden stuff. Way too much John Gruden stuff. But look.
You're going to end up with a new Mike McDaniel. That's what you're going to end up with, because that's what everybody's doing, which makes the most important position in this organization is not coach, but it's GM.
Going back to, by the way, that thing about not seeing Champ in Kelly in the same room as Chris Greer. Did you guys talk about this on Friday when they go to Chris Greer, how he's always hiding in a room? Like, you ever notice that? Like, whenever they cut to him in TV, there's that meme of him where he's, like, hiding behind the bar like this. Like, you can't see me. And then they go, like, they kept cutting. That was the thing. That was the thing where you knew someone was going to get fired, because on Thursday
they kept going to the GM and the coach.
They kept cutting. They kept cutting to angry fans, paper bags, the owner. And, like, you could see the owner, and I'm assuming that's his son-in-law who's next to him. I don't know. But then they go to Chris Greer, and he's, like, hiding behind a curtain. Did you notice that, Dan?
There was a huge glare, and you couldn't even see his face. And they just
he always does that, though. How does he always get a room like that?
That is impressive that you say this, because I've noticed the years that I helped cover the Dolphins, I've never seen Chris Greer with somebody. He's always solo.
I don't know. And maybe that's a thing. Maybe he sits in a box by himself, but his box always seems to have shades. Because I remember one time I accidentally walked into Jeff Ireland and Bill Parcells' box. I was. I don't remember where I was supposed to go, but I'm like, this is clearly not the right place to be. So I don't know if that was just, I don't know. He probably just has a box. But like his box always comes with accessories to hide from the cameras. And I'm like, what is that? Why is he able to do that?
I don't know. They say, guys, when Riddick gets hired, he will find the right coach. I'm just telling you, the way this league has gone the last few years is nobody's hiring retreads. Everybody's hiring that young, new coach. You've had a couple of guys that have been signed right away, right? But other than that, it's always been that fresh, new guy. And are you ready to go through this process again?
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry. I mean,
welcome back, buddy.
Thanks.
I missed this so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.